The following message is by Pastor John Piper. More information from Desiring God is available at www.desiringgod.org.
Within a fortnight, Publius had put his faith in Christ. He was a Roman guard assigned to keep Paul in his house. But soon the deep and joyful message took his heart and made him and his son a part of something very dangerous. For almost 12 years, Publius had raised his son alone. His name was Missio, and soon he came when school was out to sit with Paul and watch him use his hook and awl to make the tent and satchel seams. But mainly he would tap the streams of memory inside the old man's head. "And was it really cold inside the jail?" he said. "Not so severe that season, Missio, that half a dozen hearty psalms at midnight couldn't bear. It calms the heart and warms the shivering hands to sing about the sovereign plans of God and meditate on how this time the Lord would keep His vow and build His church and deal a blow to hell." "And did He?" Missio leaned up and asked. Paul smiled and said, "Someday when you are grown and wed, you take your wife to Philippi and see if you can find out why this church in all its poverty has given more to me than any other church." God did indeed fulfill His vow and rid not only me and Silas from our dungeon chains, but also some from bondage far more deep. Not by the shaking of the earth and sky, but by the mighty tremors of the heart called grace and joy and love. And so, young Missio, the Lord of heaven has never let His cord of love be severed by my pain or fear, nor will He ever reign in vain. But He will build His church. And mark this, Missio, go search the 30 years that I have served, and you will find God never swerved from grace. Though 5 times I was lashed with 40 stripes less one, rods smashed against my back 3 times with scar on scar, in constant danger far from any place called home, in thirst and toil and sleepless nights and curse to bear this thorn of Satan's hate, since I was stoned at Lystra's gate. Dear Missio, doubt not the Lord's dear love nor power. No human swords can stop the Word of God Most High until it shines from sky to sky." And so, the old Apostle Paul would talk with Missio, and all he ever did and said, he taught the Roman lad, but sometimes thought and wondered if the time was spent in vain, or why the boy was sent. 2 years of house arrest in Rome had passed. For Paul, the little home outside the great praetorium where Caesar reigned had quickly come to be the beachhead of a king whose power over everything would make the flames of burning men and women spread to Spain, and then up through the Pyrenees to Gaul and on to lands whose names St. Paul had never heard, with blazing light as well as pain, and conquering night and Satan's ancient reign. Nero had never dreamed the horrid glow of living lanterns soaked in oil would fail to function as a foil for his own wicked cowardice, and even turn the king's caprice to serve the truth and give it wings, for Jesus is the King of Kings. At first, Paul hoped that he would be the one to reach the Western Sea and speak the mighty name of Christ. For this he'd lived and sacrificed for 30 years. He often said, "Lord, I would suffer any pain if I could bear your name to Spain." But soon, Paul saw the turning tide in Rome. The witnesses had lied. The Jews who trusted Christ were shut out of the synagogue and cut off from the shield of Israel. And now the awful weeks would tell. It suddenly became a crime to worship Jesus Christ, and time was growing short. Unfailing trust in God, that He is wise and just, and that He rules the hearts of kings and turns for His design all things, held back the great apostle from despair and caused a dream to come into his mind. Young Missio was 14 now, his heart aglow with God. His father had been burned, and now he was alone and yearned with white-hot zeal to give his life for Christ. Not games, nor gold, nor wife ignited his desire, but only this, to die just like my dad and kiss the flames with courage to the end. But Paul had other plans. "My friend," he said to Missio one day, "I know not why they've let me stay alive these weeks of torturings, but I have word that morning brings my time. Dear son, I have a vow. I ask a vow tomorrow morn. Do not allow yourself the bold desire to die with me. Please, swear this night to fly and meet Luke in Neapolis. Make haste, dear Missio. Don't miss the ship. My books and notes have gone before. The vessel sails at dawn." "But why, my father? I'm not afraid to die." "That is your lot, brave Missio, but not in Rome. Swear now that you will never return home. Go for Christ and me to Spain. And Missio, the loss is gain. Swear now that you will not return, but let my fire go on to burn in you, my son, across the great peninsula and strike the gate of hell in Britain if you can. Who knows if there might be some clan beyond the western sea the Lord has chosen for himself. The sword can be passed again. You will have sons. 10,000 men and women will believe the truth of God. There will be other youth to send when you are old like me and churches spread through Brittany. This is my passion, Missio, my life, my call, my dream. Now go." The lips of Missio began to quiver. "Paul, I'm not a man like you. Paul reached out, took him in his arms, and while they shook in speechless sobs, the mantle passed. "Go, son. The sorrow will not last. Give me your hand and promise now." He took his hand and said, "I vow." And so the light of candle 4 has come to us from shore to shore. And yet the dream is still a call. Who feels the passion now of Paul?
Thank you for listening to this message by John Piper, pastor for preaching at Bethlehem Baptist Church in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Feel free to make copies of this message to give to others, but please do not charge for those copies or alter the content in any way without permission. We invite you to visit Desiring God online at www.desiringgod.org. There you'll find hundreds of sermons, articles, radio broadcasts, and much more, all available to you at no charge. Our online store carries all of Pastor John's books, audio, and video resources. You can also stay up to date on what's new at Desiring God. Again, our website is www.desiringgod.org. Or call us toll-free at 1-888-346-4700. Our mailing address is Desiring God, 2601 East Franklin Avenue, Minneapolis, Minnesota 855-406. Desiring God exists to help you make God your treasure, because God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him.